KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports and men's college hoops last night, third-ranked Kansas outscored Iowa State 21-3 to close the opening half, and they rolled in a 79-53 win in Hilton Coliseum. That was the Cyclones' third home loss of the season.
It was 25-23. The last 8 minutes of the first half is where the game was won and lost. We really struggled to score. We got stagnant, but they physically just kind of overwhelmed us from three and in the paint that last 8 minutes. That was really the difference in the game.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm. The Cyclones now stand at 7-7 overall.
We got to flip the page. We got to figure out how to get a defensive toughness about us so we can play in transition. We got to take good shots. We got to try to establish some post game, some inside touches, get good spacing, and we got to make a couple open ones to stay relevant in the game. But we got to hang and be ready to roll for Oklahoma.
Senior forward Michael Jacobson says turning things around begins with the defense.
We still just aren't getting it done defensively. I mean, 10-for-19. From three for them, and 28-for-54 from the field overall. So I think, again, it just comes down to defense. And, you know, on offense, like Coach said, if we can't get stops, we can't get in transition. And that's a huge part of our offense. So that kills us too. And I think it starts on the defensive end.
Iowa State now 0-2 in Big 12 conference play. Also in top 25 college hoops last night, freshman Isaac Okoro scored 17 of his season-high 23 points in the first half as number 5 Auburn held off Vanderbilt 83-79 as they stay undefeated. The Tigers are now 14-0. San Diego State, the number 7 ranked team, is the only other unbeaten team left in the nation. 7th-ranked Aztecs are 16-0 after Malachi Flynn scored 19 points and Yanni Wetzel added 17, carrying San Diego State to a 72-52 drubbing of Wyoming. Devin Vassell contributed 17 points, and number 10 Florida State pulled away in the final 10 minutes to beat Wake Forest 78-68 last night. Well, the Big 12 Conference has fined West Virginia coach Bob Huggins $10,000 for referring to an officiating crew as three blind mice following Saturday's loss at number 3 Kansas. Commissioner Bob Bowlsby issued a statement saying the comment violates the Big 12 sportsmanship policy, adding that the fine amount and the public reprimand are appropriate given that it's Huggins' third such incident. Also in college hoops news, Pittsburgh basketball coach Jeff Capel has agreed to a 2-year contract extension that would keep him with the Panthers through the 2026-27 season. Pitt is 11-4 overall. They're 2-2 in the ACC following Wednesday's victory at North Carolina. Capel was 14-19 in his first year at the helm last season, a 6-win improvement from former coach Kevin Stallings' final year at Pitt. The Iowa Hawkeye women have 2 ranked foes at home this week, beginning with tonight's game against 16th-ranked Maryland. Iowa coach Lisa Bluter calls it an opportunity for her team.
It's confidence, it's momentum, and, you know, we're trying to chase that right now. We didn't start out so good against Nebraska, but we've had 2 good performances since then. And so, you know, hopefully get some momentum going and some confidence, and that can ride you a long ways.
Bluter expects the Terrapins to be ready to play.
You know that they've got this game with us circled after last year and us defeating them and then also beating them in the Big Ten Championship. But it's a different-looking Maryland team. Even though a lot of the parts are the same, their style is very different. They had an excellent recruiting class, and so their freshmen are playing a big part of what they're doing.
That game tonight at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Well, a tough stretch to open the Missouri Valley Conference race continues for the Northern Iowa women on Friday night when they visit Southern Illinois. The Panthers open up the league race with a 104-87 loss at Drake.
I said from day one, I think from top to bottom, Southern has the best talent. They're a lot deeper than they have been in the past. They're extremely athletic. They have one of the best post players in the league, they have one of the best guards in the league, and they have a lot of really good pieces around them.
That's UNI coach Tanya Warren. The Panthers will conclude their trip with a visit to nationally ranked Missouri State on Sunday.
We're going to have to be a lot more physical, a lot more tougher in terms of our ability to rebound, take care of the basketball, and try to find a way to get to 1-0 on Friday.
Warren says the challenges in both those games will be the same as the Drake contest. In college football news, ESPN and 24/7 are reporting that Iowa redshirt sophomore Peyton Manziel is transferring. Manziel served as the number 2 quarterback in the 2018 season, but he was beat out for that job by freshman Spencer Petras this past fall. The Belton, Texas High product completed 5 of 8 passes for 83 yards. He also rushed 8 times for 31 yards and a touchdown in his freshman season, but didn't play after he fell to 3rd on the depth chart. With Manziel leaving, that leaves Petrus, a redshirt sophomore, and redshirt freshman-to-be Alex Padilla as the lone scholarship signal callers on the roster right now. Deuce Hogan, a four-star prospect from the 2020 class, chose Iowa ahead of offers from Georgia, Baylor, and other schools, and he's set to arrive on campus in June. Jake Fromm has added himself to the list of players who will be available in the upcoming NFL draft. The Georgia quarterback is giving up his senior season of eligibility to enter the draft. Fromm threw for a career-high 2,860 yards this season with 24 touchdowns and just 5 interceptions, but he posted the lowest completion percentage and quarterbacking rating of his college career. Wisconsin All-America center Tyler Biadasz says he will skip his senior season to go to the NFL. He was a unanimous All-American this season and won the Remington Trophy as the nation's top center. Minnesota safety Antoine Winfield Jr. is skipping his final 2 years of eligibility to enter the NFL draft. Winfield earned consensus All-American honors in 2019 and tied the single-season program record with 7 interceptions. Also college football news, Rocky Long is retiring as San Diego State's head coach after taking the Aztecs to 9 straight bowl games. The Aztecs were 10-3 last season, capped by a 48-11 win over Central Michigan in the New Mexico Bowl. Long will be replaced by Brady Hoke, who has been a head coach at Michigan, San Diego State, and Ball State before becoming the Aztecs' defensive line coach. Oregon State coach Jonathan Smith has received a 3-year contract extension that would keep him with the Beavers through the 2025 season. The Beavers went 5-7 overall this season, 4-5 in the Pac-12, finishing in a 3-way tie for second place in the league's North Division. Longtime Michigan State football coach George Perlis has died at the age of 85. Perlis coached the Spartans to a Rose Bowl victory in 1988 after helping the Pittsburgh Steelers win Super Bowls as a defensive assistant. He won Big Ten titles in 1987 and 1990 as coach and guided the school to 7 bowl games. Joe Judge is officially the new coach of the New York Giants. The New England Patriots special teams coordinator and receivers coach reached a contract agreement on Wednesday. That deal was finalized a day after the 38-year-old was offered the job and asked to turn around a franchise that's made the playoffs once since the 2011 season. Judge succeeds Pat Shurmur, who was fired a week ago after winning 9 games in 2 seasons. Judge was not considered a front runner for the Giants job. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady says in an Instagram post to fans that he still has more to prove following a season that ended with his team failing to reach the Super Bowl for the first time since 2015. Brady's current contract ends in March. If he's not re-signed, he could become an unrestricted free agent for the first time in his 20-year career. One of Matt Rhule's first major decisions is the Panthers' new head coach will involve the team's quarterback situation. Rhule says he's already spoken to quarterback Cam Newton and that he has the utmost respect for him, but the 44-year-old first-time NFL coach says he isn't ready to discuss personnel issues. Newton is scheduled to cost $21.1 million under next year's salary cap. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.